Nolte, activist investor seeks Disney board seat, not buying Bob Iger's BS. By John Nolte on December 1, 2023. Disney grooming syndicate CEO Bob Iger's lies and spin have only emboldened activist investors to get some representation on the Disney grooming syndicate's board of directors. Disney investor Nelson Peltz heard it all, every word of Iger's, and is smart enough not to buy the BS. The BS being the following. Earlier this week, the disgraced Iger tried to tamp down the storm brewing around his epic mismanagement in two ways only a fool would fall for. First, he blamed his predecessor and successor, CEO Bob Chapek, for Disney's problems, namely 2023's box office catastrophes, 11 out of 12 lost money. But Chapek was in charge for only a little over a year. And even then, not really, with his predecessor, Iger, still sitting on the board and occupying the CEO's office. Movies take years to develop. Every one of 2023's flops was greenlit and developed under Iger. Then Iger said Disney's movies must stop propagandizing and go back to storytelling. That's how dire Iger's position is right now. Can you imagine how cornered Iger must feel if he's willing to publicly validate the slogan, "Get woke, go broke"? Suppose you wish to retain your standing in Hollywood. In that case, you are never allowed to acknowledge that left-wing propaganda, child grooming, token casting, heavy-handed messaging, the destruction of icons at the hands of sexless and smug girl bosses, damages profits. This is why the suck-ups in the entertainment media always look for another excuse, like whether a sexist Trump voters. Thankfully, Peltz isn't dumb. He knows that Iger is directly responsible for Disney's crippling collapse and that Iger will never change. Leftists are genetically incapable of admitting they are wrong. And Iger is such a leftist he openly opposes a Florida law that protects grade school children from being groomed and queered by public school teachers. Iger is such a leftist he hires transvestites to greet children at his theme parks. He's such a leftist that he greenlit two animated children's movies with prominent homosexual love stories, Lightyear and Strange World, both of which flopped. So Peltz is now doubling down his efforts to return some sanity and competency to Disney management. Peltz's Trian Fund Management investment firm, which controls about $3 billion in Disney stock, issued a statement Thursday that after the Mouse House's board rejected Trian's request for board seats, the hedge fund will take our case for change directly to shareholders. Trian is seeking two seats on Disney's board, CNBC reported. The firm oversees more than $2 billion worth of Disney shares held by former Marvel Entertainment chairman Ike Perlmutter, who has been vocal critic of Disney CEO Bob Iger and was dismissed from the company in March. The announced intention by Trian to launch a proxy fight to get its directors on the board comes a day after Disney named Morgan Stanley CEO James Gorman and former Sky chief Jeremy Darroch as new directors. Here's the bottom line about the bottom line in the Trian statement. Since we gave Disney the opportunity to prove it could right the ship last February, shareholders lost $70 billion of value. $70 billion. Disney's share price has underperformed proxy peers and the broader market over every relevant period during the last decade and over the tenure of each incumbent director, the statement added. Investor confidence is low, key strategic questions loom. And even Disney's CEO acknowledges that the company's challenges are greater than previously believed. Disney responded by accusing Perlmutter of acting on a personal grudge against Iger. What's especially interesting is that even if everything Iger said about this being Chapek's fault was true, Chapek was Iger's choice for a successor. But you see, when you're a leftist in good standing like Iger, nothing matters. This is the guy who blacklisted a $40 million miniseries because Hillary Clinton told him to. He's a good dog. When Warner Bros. Discovery CEO does the same to increase company value with a tax write-off, he's excoriated. When Iger costs the company money by disappearing a $40 million investment rather than squeezing every possible nickel out of it, he's a hero. Godspeed to the man, but Peltzer won't succeed. It's too late. Once an institution goes left, it's over. All that matters is the agenda. The grooming, queering, and attempted brainwashing of small children will never stop. Never. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. After your purchase, email jmnolte@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers and is the perfect Christmas gift. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle and audiobook.